a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to talk about a disease that I was recently vaccinated against, and what a relief it was after I got my second dose. It's a two-dose regimen. Talking about shingles, we're going to talk about what it is in a moment. We're going to talk to a doctor as well about what are the signs and the symptoms. And the reason I want to talk about this, Dave, is because I have noticed a growing number of my friends are waking up. And they've got this horrible pain, and they go to the doctor, and they find out it's shingles. And I think it can do a lot of damage in some cases to folks, long-term damage. And it's entirely – or it's preventable through this vaccine.
It's pretty wild. I had a teenager, my son's best friend, got shingles, and it was miserable. Typically, we think about it as being something that hits people in their later years or 50s, 60s. But, yeah, it can hit young kids, too.
Dr. Richard Ferguson, he's the chief medical officer at Health Choice Utah and also the founder of Black Physicians Utah, live on the line with us. Good morning, Dr. Ferguson.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Yeah. Happy to hear and provide a little information about shingles.
Yeah, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while on this show. Just like I said, a number of my friends have told me, you know, they've gotten it, and I'm like, well, there's a vaccine for it. But and those of us who are older, you know, we had chickenpox. In fact, some, not me, but you know, some went to chickenpox parties, so they got chickenpox. And my understanding is that that becomes the catalyst later in life to develop shingles.
Yes, it does. So shingles, or herpes zoster, is and for medical jargon, is actually just the reactivation of that VZV or varicella zoster virus. Actually, when you have chicken pox, and actually about 99% of the population born before 1980 had it in America. So it's actually quite prevalent then. But due to the vaccine for varicella that's come out in 1995, that has gone down. But the virus hides out in our nervous system, particularly in a place called the dorsal root ganglia. I won't get into the specifics of that. But then as we get older, particularly over the age of 50, it gets reactivated. And actually, the incidence has been increasing slowly over time, and scientists and doctors actually don't know why yet.
We don't know why it's activated, but when it does activate, what does it look like? Doesn't look like chickenpox, right?
No, it doesn't. It looks very different. So it tends to come out on one side of the body, unless you're severely immunocompromised, and it can be on both sides. But it tends to come out in something we call a dermatome, and that's a distribution that the nerve that exits out of your spine that indicates, will it be often around the nipple area? Will it be around the thigh? Will it be on the face? But usually there's a weakening in the immune system that is often associated with age. It comes out and it'll form a painful rash. Often it'll start as an itching and burning for 2 to 3 days, sometimes 5 days. And then these little blisters will develop, and those will develop over the next 4 to 5 days before they start to crust over and then disappear, sometimes leaving scarring, often not. But sometimes in about 10% of cases, they can cause something called post-herpetic neuralgia, which is a very painful, complicating condition after having shingles occur. And it can lead to pain in that area where the rash was, for often weeks to months to sometimes years that people suffer. But luckily, the vaccine is very good at preventing that.
Dr. Richard Ferguson, he's the chief medical officer at Health Choice Utah, also founder of Black Physicians of Utah, live on the line with us right now talking about this It's just, I think it's just an insidious disease we don't talk enough about, Dr. Ferguson, because can it cause like numbing? And also, I've known of some people who report that this can even go into their eyeballs.
Yes. So you can actually get something called zoster ophthalmicus. And that actually tends to happen in about 5 to 10% of people that actually get shingles. Because remember, it hides out in the nerves, and then when it reactivates, it can happen pretty much any place in our body. And it can lead to permanent vision loss, and sometimes what we refer to as cranial nerve palsy. So it can affect your ability to blink. It can affect your ability to smell. It can get into your nose. It can get inside or around your mouth. And then for some people that are, once again, severely immunocompromised, it can lead to encephalitis and meningitis. And then can what we refer to as a disseminated disease where it can spread all over the body. But that tends to be in those over 80 or if they're on a chemo regimen. So far, far less common. But about 100 people will die from complications of shingles every year.
So you talked about the vaccine being effective. If you do have a flare-up or if it gets activated, what is the treatment for this?
So often you would start an antiviral course. So often an older med called acyclovir or Zovirax, famciclovir or valcyclovir or Valtrex is probably the most common. The medication that's often used to treat herpes simplex virus or when someone has a cold sore, yes. So the best is to take it soon. So if you notice it's sort of painful, burning, itching, go and seek care from a medical professional, either your primary care, urgent care. ERs, of course, can handle this, but I often say you take that to an urgent care. If you're treated within the first 2 to 3 days with these antiviral agents, it will help in resolution, meaning your lesions can often start to go away about 7 days sooner with medication. If not, you're looking at 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks before resolution of the rash.
I don't think I paid a dime to get vaccinated, and it was a two-dose regimen. And I went back, maybe it was 2 months apart, if I'm recalling. And I remember the second dose I got with my COVID booster. So I didn't know which one was responsible for making me feel just a little bit icky the next day. But I didn't know. I'm 55, and so I just got it. I didn't realize until maybe a year, year and a half ago when a friend at the gym mentioned it to me that he'd gotten his shingles vaccine and that we could get them at the age of 50.
Yes. Yeah, most insurance will cover it, particularly Health Choice Utah and Health Choice Generation will cover your shingles vaccine. So we do encourage it. Even if you've had shingles already, you prevent complications such as it going into your eye or it having going into your brain with meningitis, but more so the post-herpetic, that very painful rash that can occur if it reactivates again. But even out of pocket, it is about $170 to $200 for the two-dose regimen. You can get it 2 months to 6 months, up to 6 months apart between doses. And actually, the only time you wouldn't get the shot is if you actually have shingles presence on you at the time. So wait till the rash clears, go in and get your shot. But it's 91% effective for those over 70 for at least 7 to 9 years. So it's even more effective when you're under 70. So getting it at 50 provides years of protection.
Do you have some reaction after you get vaccinated? As Deb was kind of saying, she didn't feel so great afterwards. What are some of the issues can you expect to be sick for a day or so?
Yeah, so it's like many vaccines. It would cause slight soreness. You might get a low-grade fever. No rash typically at the site. You might get a little bit of swelling where it's injected in your arm, and it usually goes away within 48 to 72 hours, I tell people. But yes, within 24 hours, you can feel a bit icky. That's just your immune system learning to do what it should to try to prevent further reactivation of this virus.
I think we've kind of learned that after the COVID vaccines.
I really appreciate your willingness, Dr. Ferguson, to join us on the line. I think this is such an important topic because, look, if you're not 50 years old, your parents are. Chances are they had chickenpox as a child. And I think he confirmed my fears, which is why am I hearing about this more, is because there are there is more incidence of it or people experiencing it. And I wondered, we didn't get into the nitty gritty on this, but you wonder if that's because we're, you know, those of us who had chicken pox are now in our 50s. There's a vaccine that came out in the 90s. And so the, you know, kids these days don't get it, but.
Well, I saw this from the CDC. 1 out of 3 people in the United States will develop shingles.
Did you learn something today?
Yeah. I'm going to get my shingles vaccine in the next couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. And by the way, Dave, you want to talk about the reaction to the vaccine. I got mine on a Sunday afternoon, and I was at work on Monday.
You still showed up.
You're welcome.
How bad could it have been?
A stranger with a gun came upon 2 teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.